you're on Texas Standard Time.
Texas has more active duty members of the military than any other state save California. Many live in military housing provided by the services, but largely run by private contractors since around the 1990s. A series of explosive reports by Reuters last year found that these houses hardly lived up to the spick and span demands of military life. Indeed, reports detailed hazards from mold to vermin infestations and lead paint, in some cases causing brain damage to kids. Yet contractors continued to get rich as military families suffered. Well, now Pentagon officials are promising Congress change, including a possible tenant bill of rights. Jeremy Schwartz is a reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. He's been following some of these housing issues service members have been dealing with at Fort Hood. That's Texas's largest military post. Jeremy, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me, David.
Before we get to some of the issues service members have been facing here in Texas, what are you hearing about this so-called tenant bill of rights that the Pentagon's proposing?
Well, that bill of rights, if it was to go in, would represent a pretty big change. I think it's probably a welcome change for a lot of these soldiers and their families. It would basically allow them to withhold rent if maintenance projects aren't getting done and the companies aren't taking their concerns seriously. So it could be a pretty good tool for them going forward.
How did things get as bad as they are on bases? And is it really as sweeping as it sounds?
It appears to be. They had a big congressional hearing a couple of weeks ago, and after that hearing, some of the Army leaders came out and said they think it's even worse than what they're hearing.
Wow.
And one of the Marine generals, in sort of a moment of candor, basically said, you know, a lot of these issues were being ignored to some extent for the last 17 years. Kind of as the Army and the military was on this war footing for so long that these housing issues just got pushed to the back burner.
As I understand it, there have been a series of sort of town hall meetings, and they've had those at Fort Hood, too?
They have. They've had three or four of those meetings, and they've been pretty stirring to watch and pretty sad to watch, you know, just sort of a steady stream of a lot of military spouses speaking out. About kids who have gotten sick, kids who have fallen through unsafe window screens and ended up in the hospital. It ended up being fairly emotional testimony that I think took some of the Army brass, the Fort Hood brass, by surprise. And they, since these meetings, have now vowed to take more action and sort of ride herd on the private company that is supposed to be taking care of these problems. You know, they've instituted some greater oversight of that company. They've forced that company to hire more maintenance workers. So we'll see what effects those have.
Are we just talking about shoddy old buildings, or is this new construction, or what?
You know, it's a mix. And if you were to look at it from the outside, a lot of these housing villages, you wouldn't necessarily think that they, you know, this is the worst housing you've ever seen. But inside, I think, is where a lot of the problems lie. And the sense that I get is that a lot of it is from neglect. You know, people talk about their air conditioning stops working or their faucet is leaking and it takes weeks or months to get a response. And as a result, you get these really bad mold problems and stuff that sort of snowballs and escalates. And the sense that a lot of these families have is that there is nobody that they can turn to get the help that they need.
Jeremy Schwartz is a reporter at the Austin American-Statesman, and he's been covering some of the housing issues at Fort Hood in light of a tenant bill of rights that the Pentagon has been working on. We'll have a link to his latest at TexasStandard.org. Jeremy, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, David.